Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Miracle Guidance. I'm Dr. Carmen Hara, live on Om Time Radio every Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And I'm trying always to come up with new topics, and tonight I decided to talk to you about something that you're constantly asking me and calling me about. And this has a lot to do with what does the future hold? So anytime I'm talking to somebody, I'm hearing the same question. So what's going to happen to me? What is in store for me? What's going to happen tomorrow? So this is a constant question. Because the future is one of life's greatest mystery. Tomorrow is a possibility. Tomorrow is not a promise. Tomorrow is not something that is guaranteed. So that's why tomorrow is something that is the unknown. And unknown can be a scary prospect, especially if you are facing with a lot of problems that you don't know how to resolve. And that's one of the reasons that people search help, because they are overwhelmed with situations when they don't know how to resolve. And all we want is to know what's coming, and most importantly, how to shape, you know, our will. So how much can we control our reality? How much can we actually create our future? So that's the kind of a topic I want to discuss with you. Can we have control over tomorrow in creating a happier and healthier future? So what I love to do is kind of teaching you what I've learned and what kind of an action you must take to ensure that based on what you've doing in the past and the way your reality is today, you can actually create that future. It's within your hands. So I'm so excited actually to help you understand what's ahead of you and teach you the action that you have to take for a better tomorrow. There's a quote that I always like by Clint Eastwood, who said, tomorrow is promised to no one. And it's true, because no one can know with certainty what tomorrow will happen, whether tomorrow will really happen at all. So that's why I'm saying, how can we go beyond the scary aspect of the unknown tomorrow? Because it's even scarier when you have a lot of things to do and you don't understand how to participate in creating that tomorrow. Because the future is actually a combination of fate and free will, but we don't really understand the concept of fate. We seem to understand part of it, the concept of free will. Since I know myself, since I was like around 5 years old and I had a near-death experience, I start making prediction, more or less consciously. I start telling things, people that ended up by happening. But as I was very young, and when you're a kid, you don't really realize where are you coming up with those things. So me telling people like, this is going to happen, and then that particular thing really happened, started to concern me as I was getting older. So people got surprised when some of the vision that I had actually took place. Like I remember being around 20 years old and being like a very known performer, singer in Europe. And there was a lady who worked in the theater with me. She was 47 years old. And I was just looking at her and I was telling her that she's going to have a beautiful baby girl. And the woman looked at me, she said, "How old are you?" I said, "I'm 20. "Well, you don't seem to understand. I'm 47 at this age. Women don't actually have children anymore. Plus, I'm not married." And so she was staring at me. Guess what? A year and something later, this woman actually gave birth to a baby girl. So things like this happen in my life. So, and since then, you know, so many things like this happened to me. I remember 1999, I used to be very close to a lady who used to do Fox News for 20 years, Good Day New York, a name very familiar probably to a lot of New Yorker, Lynn White. And I'm calling her and I said, "Lynn, there's something going on in New York because I'm hearing a lot of screaming and people, you know, people are dying and buildings are falling." And she said, "None of this is happening." I was actually describing September 11, 3 years before it happened, just walking through the streets of New York. So I had these visions. I had these experiences of breaking the linear time and seeing things that will happen somewhere in the future. I had many of this. I remember meeting Hillary Clinton in 98 and telling her she's gonna run for presidency, she'll be the senator of New York. And she was staring at me when I told her that she's gonna run for presidency, and she was the first lady at that time. I mean, I had experiences that I cannot. I remember telling Jennifer Lopez she's gonna divorce Mark Antony, and she stopped talking to me. She thought that, I was a bad person, projecting something so negative. And fair enough, Jennifer Lopez did divorce Mark Antony 7 years later. So I don't know if this is, sometimes people said, "Well, is this like how hard it is to project things like this? And it must be very difficult to say sometimes things that are not the most positive." I don't know where is this coming sometime, but we can have a vision. We can break the linear time. We can go beyond the physical time and see things that are ahead of us. And sometimes they do happen. But there is a lot of free will, because faith is supposed to be supported by the free will. Is there a free will that Hillary was supposed to, she decided to run for presidency with her own free will? Absolutely. Did I open some kind of a door in her mind that there is a possibility? Probably. I cannot take no credit for that, other than I remember exactly that I was in Southampton and I did talk to her and I did say that to this amazing woman, and I had that honor and that extraordinary opportunity to talk to her 21 years ago, that I did talk to all of these amazing people. So This just happened to me. It was part of my destiny, I should say. But there's free will. So to achieve balance in life, we have to spend time examining the past, imagining the future, being present in our lives. So we have to go with the flow of our life cycle rather than trying to work according to our own timetable. So we have to be aware that everything in our life, you know what I mean, is a matter of making conscious choices and laying the foundation of the future. Because if you don't work very, very hard, you know what I mean, you cannot, you know, achieve the things that you are supposed to achieve. I remember being a teenager and communicating with the soul of my one of my ancestors, who told me, I was living in Europe by that time, that I'm going to go to another part of the world. I'm going to write books in a different language. I didn't speak English by that time. And that I'm going to write books and I will meet presidents. And all of that seemed like, wow, this is insane. But reality is that what I was told at that point, it did happen. But did I participate in making that happen. Oh my God, I worked so hard to write all those books. I worked so hard going on television. I worked so hard to build a name, a career. Was this part of my what was meant to happen? Absolutely. Was the free will supporting, you know what I mean, my faith? Absolutely. So that's what I'm trying to say, that conflict is part of people's life. But knowing the future will allow you, you know what I mean, to know how to navigate. So that's why it's very important to know where you stand, where you go, based on what you have, based on what you have done, based on preparing yourself emotionally, practically for tomorrow. You know, in life you have to build a foundation you've laid for the future in order to experience what you're supposed to, you know. A vision of a better future creates a reality that is more likely to manifest because you're creating it. So you actually bring it into the world and make it real into the material world if you are projecting it. So some of us don't have the courage to project the a big reality, you know. People wake up in the morning and they usually say, oh, I have a bad day. This relationship is not going to work. I'm not lucky with money. And stuff like that people used to say. And when you say that, you're blocking yourself. That's why I always say, in order to project tomorrow in a better way, work on the way you talk, the way you think, the way, you know, you acknowledge what you have, you know, the potential that you have. I always recommend to do, for instance, to create a better tomorrow, do affirmation, work with a dream board. I used to have a dream board and always work with a dream board. It's like a poster where you draw pictures what you like to achieve and concentrate on them every day. I actually did I did my own jewelry line on QVC, and I did a jewelry called the Wishing Pyramid. So you actually wear a pyramid around your neck that you open, and you put your intention in writing inside the pyramid, and you concentrate for 7 days on that, for 7 weeks, for 7 months, and your intention translates into your reality. Because when you imagine the future, you take one potential outcome from the field of possibility in the invisible world, and you give it life by believing in it. You know, you can never go beyond your belief. You cannot achieve anything if you don't believe in it. So people say, well, I don't believe in any of this. You don't believe, you don't get anything. You only get what you believe in. So that's why people need to put their mind to work, need to sometimes pray. Prayers are asking for it and believing that you receive it. It's almost like you work with a co-creator, with a divine world that's helping you acknowledge that you have to generate and draw in support for something that you want. So, however, to bring what you desire, you must also act, because if you don't act, you cannot actually, achieve. So I'm looking at you guys, how many of you are calling me, and I'm always so excited because, as you know, this is your show. I'm here for you. I think we all here for each other in this world. So I have Marissa, Cornelia, Leilani, Kimberly, Karen from New York, all you guys. I will take all the time to speak with you, but I'm trying to make my point. So as you know very well, the number to call in is 202-570-7057. My wonderful Christopher is always taking your calls, and we are working together to see in which way I can be instrumental to validate something, to open a door for you. Because you know what? Predictions are meant to play a psychological role in your mind. I'm a firm believer that actually anticipating the things that might happen is a very helpful tool. It does empower you. It does make you open doors to the possibility. And so that's big. So when you set your intention to creating a set of circumstances, then you are influencing them, you know. And also remember that everyone on planet is interconnected. So there's an interconnectedness between people on, we all part of this planet. So people are not disconnected. The disconnect actually is a very destructive form of energy. So I think we should be more connected to each other when it comes to creating a better future for our planet, by the way. Now, I also want to tell you that I'm finishing a new book that I'm very excited, but my last book, The Karma Queen's Guide to Relationship, in case you still want to work on your relationship, you know, I think of myself like a relationship guru before anything else. So if you want to find out about your relationship, you still can get my book, The Karma Queen's Guide to Relationship. It's actually a guide to finding the love that you deserve and the type of relationship and explaining you what kind of a relationship are you in, something that people usually don't really pay attention on and fail to actually comprehend. And don't blame yourself for that. It's actually very common. So we're going to talk a little bit about how to create the best of your future, but I'm going to go straight to the calls because my intention is actually help you directly. And I'm going to talk to Marisa in California. Hi, Marisa, my dear. Welcome to the show.
Hi, you're so sweet to be taking my call all the time. And
I love you.
Thank you. I want to thank you before I ask you the question that you're really helpful. And I really appreciate all your help, Carmen.
Oh, I love you. All right,
so
my beautiful.
My question is about love. I ended a very long-term relationship with my husband very short, recently. And I'm really not looking to start a new relationship. I'm very particular about who I want to share my future with.
I agree with you. Yes.
I actually wrote down, you know, a list of qualities that I want in my life partner, which is basically a match to me in every way.
Well, write it on that board. I'm talking at that vision board. Write it down, because believe it or not, what you put in the universe by requesting that, you know, don't settle for a relationship that's going to make you unhappy. You already had something that you need to walk away, and you don't want to go for something similar. What I tell you, the way the brain works, and it's very important that I underline this. If you, without realizing, start looking around, your brain is already established to look for the same person, because the brain, you know, created a pattern of behavior and got adjusted to the relationship that you already spend a lot of time into. Mm-hmm. So break that pattern of action, intention, and behavior by projecting something that is way better than what you already had. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So focus your intention on a different set on a different ideal person. Create a different image. Create a different reality. Yes. So continue. I'm listening.
So, but I find myself, I mean, I'm not looking for any relationship, but I find myself attracted to a man.
Okay.
And I don't know him. I see him every day. But I want to know if there's a future, if there's any sort of future in getting to know him. And
yeah, there is. There is, because he is coming into your life because there is something there. So if this is nothing, he will vanish. You understand?
Right.
Actually, in absolutely everything that happens to us, there's a big reason. In the most so-called insignificant elements of life, there is a reason. If you pay attention to the reason, you understand the reason. And if you understand the reason, this takes you to something else and you see the bigger picture, you know, of everything that you go through. So the fact that you continue to see this person, which I have a sense that you continue to see this person constantly, not only you see him, he sees you.
Now, because you see that?
Yes, it's not only you seeing him, he's seeing you. But none of you is none of you knows how to respond to this.
We don't know how.
So both of you are like two kids, probably two kids will know how to respond. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, Carmen, it's funny because I talked to you a couple of weeks ago and you told me to smile at him. I did. And he smiled back.
Okay, fine. Let's take it a step further. You know what I mean? Wave at him. So in other words, say hello. You know what I mean? It's like, will say hello back. So I'm taking a break. Don't go anywhere. I'll be back with you, Marissa. Okay, my love.
Okay.
Best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Carmen Jara on Om Time Radio, and we're talking about the action that we need to take for our future and paying attention to the signs, to the way the universe, you know, is showing us something and the way we need to respond. I used to say that life is the way you respond to life. And I'm talking to my wonderful Marissa, and we were just saying how significant it is, you know, to respond to something that you see that continues to repeat, continues to appear in front of your eyes, and you just have to take the proper action. And let's do this. Let's say hello. Nothing wrong about saying hello to another human being. And we'll say hello, and I expect you to call me back, and we'll discuss it. We'll love it. It's gonna be that's gonna be that's something that I expect, like a way better reaction in response to this, and something good is gonna come out of it. So let's make it happen. I love you, girl.
Thank you so much, Carmen.
Okay, my beautiful. I'll expect your call. I love you more. I'm going to go to Cornelia, my wonderful Cornelia from Ontario, my lovely friend. How are you, Cornelia?
Hello, Carmen. It's such a
privilege.
I love
you.
All the time to talk to you.
I love you.
Such a privilege. I was working for 6 months every afternoon, and I couldn't call you, and I miss you. And I wanted to say congratulations for your CD. I so admire your bubbly, your full of life personality. It's amazing about you. I swear, I wish to be like you at your age. I swear. Carmen, I want to thank you. Mm-hmm. I want to thank you so much for supporting
me
when I had my
Please tell me how can I help. So tell me exactly how can I help
it
today.
It was everything okay, and it went wonderful, and everything is right now. And I wish to ask you, because the last job, what you were predicting me, It happened exactly how you told me, exactly, okay, even with the names, with the building, the everything. I had to leave again, and now I had to leave for such a stupid reason. It really, everybody loved me, and they wanted to me there. I had health issues. You know, I was working with electronic, and sometimes we had to introduce an extra lens to the camera. And for that, we needed to go in a certain room where we had to wear some safety safety wear and mask and everything. And I couldn't work with that because I have shortness of breath, and I felt my heart. I ended up in emergency, by the way, and I had to leave this job. And right now, I'm pretty excited.
I don't think there's anything wrong with your heart. I think something mechanical, something, you know, the impulses and something brain-related, you know what I mean? There's definitely nothing wrong with your heart. There's definitely nothing wrong with you overall. But, you know, it can be that the chemistry of the brain can be affected, God knows by what, you know? And if there is an
electrical... Even the shortness of
feet? Yeah, even that. You know, don't forget, for everybody listening, that the brain actually controls everything, you know? In the study of medicine many years ago, we believed that the heart controls everything, which is false. The brain controls the breath, the way we breathe, the way the heart beats. You know, even diseases like atrial fibrillation can be actually... caused by the brain and by the neurotransmitters in the brain. The neurotransmitter can cause anxiety, panic attacks, can cause even that, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, the body actually is healthy. So the mechanism of the brain can play a total, how should I explain it? A total problem that is electrical, you call mechanical, like a car that has a mechanical problem and all of a sudden it stops working. That comes true to our body. So that's what happened to you, having to create a mechanism in the brain that affected the vital sign and the shortness of breath. When in fact there's nothing wrong with your lungs, and actually there's nothing wrong with your breathing. The moment that you got out of the circumstances, your body went back to homeostasis, to a state of balance, and you're fine, you know. So
And then Carmen, do you see then for the future for me, like not in the future because I want to work and I'm always finding something like that.
Right.
I would like to know, to help me out, to tell me when I'm going to have another job.
Well, people were wrong by putting you through this, and you know, there's something wrong in the way they responded to it. So there's something wrong by the way they handle it overall over there, and they should be very careful what they're doing to people, because whatever they're putting to people through is not safe. So the safety of people should be a major concern for that particular place, but you will get a different place where you're not going to be put through this. I see working in an environment on the fourth floor. Sometimes you don't even take the elevator, you go on stairs. I see working with two ladies. One is taller, brown light hair. The other one is blonde, short hair. Something else way different, more relaxing. The schedule is flexible, my love. So that's what you're going to like about this new job. Pays very well. You can take vacations. You're going to have great relationship with the people you're going to work with. So nothing to regret. Nothing to regret when in that. And
oh, my
gosh,
That's all I need.
Okay, my love. So.
And Carmen.
Yes.
Around what, like, how long it's going to take to get there?
Oh, no, that's not long. That can take 6 weeks, something like this, relatively quickly. Because
and
it's like
you
an
see
environment.
My financial situation in...
Yeah, you'll be perfectly fine. You're actually going to go way better from now on to June of the next year. You'll do way better than you've ever done. So no worries.
Thank you so much. God bless you. And thank you for everything. Carmen, did I work before in this place ever? Where you see me going?
Possible that at least you knew one of the ladies I'm telling you about. So the possibility of this that you go go back to the past. So to the connection that you had. I don't think the environment in itself or the building in itself is. I think it's new, but the background, the people, that one of the ladies. Think about it, and if you have any more question, either call next week or call me or text me, okay? To provide you more, but
thank
you will
you
know
so
more
much.
Within
have a week.
Okay,
evening.
My love. You too, Cornelia. Okay, my love. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, sweetie. Hi, Leilani. Hi, Leilani. I own you big time. How are you, my love?
I'm good. How are you?
Beautiful, Leilani. How are you, sweetheart?
Good. There's a couple things going on. First of all, my old roommate hired a mediator because since she broke the lease, I'm having her pay the rent until I can find someone, and now she hired
right.
a mediator.
For what?
I don't know.
I think that's a scary tactic.
Okay.
I don't feel it's getting anywhere. It's more like a, I hate to say that, it's more like an intimidation tactic. Do you agree with me?
I don't know. I mean, it's caused me a lot of stress. But then
yeah, that's exactly what she's trying to cause you. You know, some people, unfortunately, you know, I don't know, we human, you know, sometimes are very bad to each other for no reason. So this is one of those humans that has no reason in being bad to you, you know?
Yeah, I feel like there's some past life something with her. It can be.
But I also feel like this is who she is, you know? Sometimes people are not who they pretend to be, and then you end up by being extremely disappointed by their behavior, and I think that's the case. I will not be scared or afraid of her. I will totally ignore her. I don't think that mediator doing anything.
I need to go to the mediation just to say you signed the lease, you broke it, you owe me money.
Yeah, you certainly can do that, but I don't see that mediator doing anything against you or forcing
okay.
you into anything. And if you go there and you kind of are strong on what you have, presenting your case in a very strong way, there's absolutely nothing she can do. It's just, that's what I said. This is a nonsense.
It's
not.
It's
you're
her
not
parents.
Her.
It's her parents. Her
it may very possible, but she's just so. She has no personality. She's allowing herself to be manipulated by her parents. If you agree with me.
Yeah, they're from India, and I actually have compassion for her parents. Because. She's going to a private college here in Boulder, and her parents are paying for everything. But she broke the lease, and she left me without.
So why are you having compassion for the parents?
Because I have a big heart.
Okay, that makes sense.
I love all the people, and I see.
Okay, I agree with you.
I see
I agree with the compassion part big time. I totally agree, you know what I mean, to have compassion for people. But if people are treating you bad, you know what I mean, then you just have to protect yourself from them.
Yeah, and I see the lesson. Like, I need to stand up from who I am.
Right.
Because
somebody who can pay that much money for their child to go to college, to have pay the rental, pay for everything, they are people who want to be fair, you know what I mean? They are people who are doing well. They are people who can support, you know what I mean? And you, poor you soul, you know, I have compassion for you in this situation that you need your own help, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you're a loving, caring human being who need to pay your own expenses. And having compassion for everybody who doesn't have it for you is not really helping, you know what I mean? I'm a little bit, you know, more in the middle, and I see your part, not only their part. So I want you to go there and be sincere and straight to the point, and also fight for your own rights, because otherwise you're going to let these people hurt you.
Okay.
I mean,
but
don't let that happen to you. It's going to go in your favor, absolutely.
Okay.
And plus, these are people who can afford to pay. And why not? Let them pay. Let them pay,
I know.
You know?
I know.
That's the... Yeah.
I just want to get the lesson that God is showing me here, and I think I am, that I have to stand up for myself. Secondly,
that's the lesson. Now you got it. That's the lesson. It's beautiful to have compassion, but in the totality of the experience, your lesson is, okay, I have compassion for the world, I love the world, but if I don't stand up for myself, you know what I mean? What am I going to do here? You know, so this is your lesson.
Okay,
you said
secondly,
it. Lalani, you're brilliant. You said it. And you will win and you will make it right for yourself. And none of this is going to ever, because if you stand up, this is not going to happen to you again. If you don't stand up, it will happen again, you know?
Okay, got it. Secondly,
when the lesson is not learned, tell me, what is secondly?
So, Yosef, the man from Morocco, we never...
I know, yes.
We never officially broke up.
And?
We are so in love. He leaves Sunday for Morocco for 2 months, and he basically told me he's not going to have time to be on his cell phone.
Well, we'll see about that, because the man really loves you, and he just sees... the interference of the family, you know what I mean? He's worried that going there, those people are going to be after him. And he's trying to prepare you. What if those people are not going to allow him to? You know, so he's like preparing you for something that might not happen this way. I still think the man loves you, and just put it in God's hands. Don't be upset about it. It didn't happen yet. So there's no reason of being, you know, crying over the spread. No, nothing happened yet, you know. So
well,
let's
you know,
not put
he told me. He told me basically that I'm a secret, that his family doesn't know about me. He's Muslim, Carmen.
That's true. Oh, that's the problem. That is where we know that's the problem. Like, better tell him, don't tell anybody about me. Keep me a secret, because the power is in the secret. So keeping you as a secret makes the relationship powerful. As long as he opens up his mouth, those people are going to put bad energy into it, and we don't need that. So even if he goes by not calling you a week or two, I'm absolutely confident that he will call you from there. And I'm absolutely confident, because of your past life relationship, he'll come back to you. So so
I
let's
just,
not jump to anything negative.
Since November last year, he's basically been texting me every day, hola bonita, como estás? Every day he's been in my life, so I have fear.
Okay.
He's just going to
No fear. And be confident of the role that you play, and confident of the power of the relationship. And also, ask the divine what's going to happen with this, with no fear. So whatever's best into it will be for your own good. So that's the way I want you to think. Okay, my lovely Lelani.
Okay,
I love you, sweetie.
You.
Okay, my baby girl, I love you more. So let's go to a break. Kimberly and Karen from New York, please hold on the line. I'll be back with you in 1 second. Thank you for listening.
Best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
I am Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at EmbraceRefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
And I'm Carmen Jara, back with you on Hometime Radio. And we were talking today about how can you create a better tomorrow, a better future, and the action that you have to take. And I think the first thing that you need to do is choose to wake up with a positive attitude, you know, because having nothing can hurt you more than your own attitude, because your positive attitude can shift your future for better. And do the things to empower you, from doing affirmation, from telling yourself to redefine the reason for tomorrow. Show gratitude. Take the different action in your life if you want to create a better tomorrow, because the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. You know this very well. So it's important to think before you act in order to create a better outcome. So future is something that you create. You create and you don't destroy. And you have to work with your talent, and you have to keep a leap of faith, and you have to be relentless with what you want, and you have to follow your intuition, if you have to celebrate your success, and you have to take better care of yourself, and you have to take constant steps toward eliminating negative influence, detoxify your thoughts. There are things that you need to do to really see the progress in your life. And you have to have peace with yourself, because this is the way that you create tomorrow, by reflecting on your harmony of yourself. And, you know, that's why I'm just giving you everything that I've learned. When I learned that when you well within, the pieces fall into place. And when you well within yourself, then you will have a wonderful time ahead of you, because tomorrow is just a reflection of everything you've ever done. It's a reflection of yesterday and today. So I'm going to go to Kimberly in New York and then to Karen in New York. So hi, Kimberly. How are you?
Hi, Carmen. How are you?
Thank you so much, Kimberly, for calling me. So let's see, how can I help you today?
We've met this guy for probably last February, but unfortunately, he lives about an hour away, but he works 5 hours away. So
okay.
He's long distance for a while, and he says he's coming home. He said he was coming home in August, but that didn't happen. And then he said that he was going to come home by November, and I'm not waiting for him.
No,
I don't like to do long distance like that.
No, it's very hard.
Yes.
Very hard, most likely, if the man the moment when he continues to put you on hold, the moment when you see he doesn't deliver, the moment when you see he's not trying to reach out to you constantly, that it means there's not enough energy to build something. There's not enough progress, and he's losing interest, you're losing interest, so if there's no progress, if the relation is not really moving forward, then there's not too much to expect.
Right. So, I mean, he reaches out. I mean, he drives 5 hours to see me when he comes in on the weekend.
Well, so he does reaches out to you.
Oh, yes. Yes.
So how often he does it? Once a week?
Well, every night he calls.
Oh, so he does call and he does come to see you. Okay. Okay.
Right. So, but it's been like 6 months, and I really just thought, at the beginning, you know, you just take it slow, and then he doesn't really want me to see anybody else, and I mean, I prefer that too for him. But I'm
right.
All my eggs, you know, I really don't know really what happens, you know, when he's not around.
Is he right now seeing somebody else?
I mean, he says no, but I'm just curious, is he coming home? do you see us like getting together, like more serious than what we are now, or do you see maybe just me moving on in another direction? Is there another love coming to me?
Okay, let's see who he is for you. Then for that, you need to tell me his birthday and your birthday, because I want to see, based on your codification, if this is a real match, if this is something karmic. Do you mind telling me when he's born, if you know?
Sure, I do. Yes, his birthday is April 21st, 1967.
Okay, and you?
I'm October 3, 1969.
Okay, let's see what kind of a relationship we're having here. Just a second. Okay, so bear with me one moment. Was he married before?
Yes, he was.
Okay, does he have a son?
Yes, he does.
Okay. Well, it's not a karmic relationship, so it doesn't come from past life. It is not... It is a compatible relationship. It's not necessarily your soulmate. You do complement each other. So there is a certain level of compatibility, and there is a certain level of chemistry. So there is this combination works, you know what I mean? In other words, you're supportive of him, so you're helping him. And the relationship makes, so you feel comfortable with him. It's actually, it can work. It has a possibility of working. If the more I look into this, I said, yeah, the chances are working are very strong. Is this the best combination? Not necessarily. You know what I mean? Is this your soulmate? No. What will I advise you to do? Don't give up on him yet. Give him another chance. Let's see if he comes home to the end of the year, you know?
Because he's coming home?
I think he is trying to come. I see his good intention, because you're very good for him, you know?
This is my lifetime significant partner?
I'm not that confident of this, because I do have a feeling of somebody else, you know? And let me tell you why. Yeah. But not immediately, somewhere in 7-8 months from now, you do meet somebody else. So my anticipation will be, because you hit a karmic year 8, as of next fall, by then I can say by the summer of the next year, I see you in a relationship with someone else that can be more intense, more karmic, and more fulfilling to you than this one. This is not the best for you. It has potential. You know what I mean? But if I were you, I would not necessarily believe this is it for me. You understand what I mean? Am I clear?
He's not my forever.
He's not your forever. I will not give up on him for now. I'll wait for the other one. I'll hang in there for a number of months. And I think me and you, we should talk about this again, probably somewhere in the next 2-3 weeks, a month, or whenever. Call me. Just whenever you feel in your heart to talk to me, we'll talk.
Okay.
But I'm not
coming home though. Like in next week.
He will come.
Yeah. November 1st.
He will come. I see him coming. I don't know if it's November 1st. Is the following? Is he coming? Yes. Does he want to be with you? Yes. Is this the best for you? No, because there's someone else coming, you know? Will you give up on him? No, that would be a mistake, you know?
Okay, so just go with the flow with him and then...
Right. And then let go with the flow, see what's going to happen in the next number of months. Don't say no. Allow it to happen for what it is. Don't put much pressure. So I'm looking the wisdom. What's the wisdom here? How you should proceed. How you should move forward, okay? This would be the best way to act for now. And then we'll take it one step at a time, and me and you, we're going to talk again. Is that okay?
Okay.
And
so
see where you stand.
For the holidays? You think I'll be with him for, like, Thanksgiving and the holidays?
Yeah, he will come. Yes, he will. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Let it be for now. See what other door the universe is opening for you, Kimberly.
So there's no other people coming between now and next fall?
I don't think, in because of where you are in your life, I think you have to sort this out and then someone else will come. So my opinion is might take a bit of time for that to happen. Yeah.
Okay, I understand.
Okay, my love.
All right, thank you.
I love you, my Kimberly. Thank you so much for calling me. Okay, sweetheart, I'm going to go to Karen in New York. Hi, Karen. Thank you so much for waiting so patiently. Hi, my dear Karen. Can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Thank you so much for calling me. How can I help you, Karen?
Oh, wow. Let's see. I've been going through deep grief over the loss of my longtime partner, best friend.
Right. It's interesting. He came to me and your father came to me. Two people came to me. And all of a sudden, and I see an M name like Michael or Mark. I don't know if he had an M name, but I do see a big M name. And I don't know who's with this name, but I see the initial. And a J name like Jack or Jason. So I see two names or two initials. I'm trying to see. And where is the son? Who had a son? You had a son?
He has a son.
Then that's where the son is, because he's talking about his son. He loved you very much. He said that you meant the world to him. He's coming very frequently to see you. Did this happen relatively recent?
4 months.
Right, yeah. He showed me did he die in the summer? Was it August?
In June, right before
the
day before the summer solstice.
He showed me a number 8. What is the 8 meaning into it? 8. What's the significance of 8? The day of the 8? 8 years, something with 8. Think about it. It's going to come to you. He shows me Thursday. He showed me some things. So that's why I pay attention, initial name, whatever he's trying to say, they play a role. He talks about a property, a house. Did he leave something to you?
No, just some musical instruments.
Okay. Was there a house or something that he owned?
No, I wish, no.
Okay. Or does he talk about the house he used to live in? There's something about a house, but I don't get the full message. I don't know if he refers to the house his son is living in, but he does talk about the house. You mean the world to this man. I don't know if you... Did you realize... How many years you were together with him?
I think we started hanging out about 20 years ago. He moved in with me about 15 years or something like that.
Okay, yeah. So there was a long time together, yeah. That's what I felt. I felt that he refers to the last number of years, how strong you were, how connected you were together, how much you meant the world. You were the love of his life. That's what he says, that he loved you dearly. You are an amazing woman. You are everything for him. And he wanted to be alive to be there for you. He said that you changed his life. You made him happy. He enjoyed every second of his life with you. Did you know that?
No. I keep thinking we didn't spend enough time together. You know, we each had our separate things. We had a lot that we did not have in common, and we gave each other space, and I gave him space and time to be with his son.
Well, there's sometimes things like this might happen, but he's acknowledging that connection with you, the gratitude for you. He's acknowledging all of that. I want you to know that. The soul is acknowledging the bond that you guys had. And it almost feels like this was a past life connection. He was meant to be with you. But he's concerned about his son, whatever happened to his son. He was worried about his son. His son is married?
No. His son has a lot of problems, And
okay.
He was very dependent on his father for companionship and moral support and money okay. and bailing him out of issues. And
okay. So well, he's concerned. So he is concerned about his son. But he talks about how old is his son?
Oh, he's in his 30s.
Okay, so he does talk about the son getting married. So from where he is, he sees what's going to happen. So the son will be with somebody, so things will get better.
Wow.
Yeah, so things will change over there. So things will get better. He will, yes. So
the son is it knows now.
Yeah, something that you might not know, but there's something going on over there, so that's a pretty good thing, yeah.
If I gave you a name or a first name initial, would...
Tell me, yes, yes.
B, Benji?
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Wow. And that's good, because there was a time when this guy was kind of not stable and was problematic.
Well, he was concerned, but things are changing over there with his help on the other side, you know?
Uh-huh. Well, so, yeah, they recently got friendly again, and that was near the end when, you know, Nick was so sick.
Right. I have to come to the end of the show, my love, but listen, I have this show every week, so feel free to call me Karen. Next week, the following week, whenever you want, my love, I'm here for you. And we can talk much more.
Thank
so
you.
I love you. I love you, Karen. Call me anytime. For everybody listening, I'm Carmen Jara on Home Time Radio. Thank you for listening. I'll be with you next week, same time, 7 p.m. Eastern on Home Time Radio. Thank you so much for listening, and God bless you.